There are different classification systems or lists of B agents, depending on whether you look at them from a perspective of public health, occupational health, or bioterrorism and biological weapons. Important factors for all these classification systems are these four factors. And we have to ask ourselves, how infectious and how virulent is the pathogen? Low infectious dose means that only few cells or few virus particles are enough to cause disease. High virulence means that the disease is easily transmitted and one case of infection can quickly lead to many more infected cases. Then the next question, how easily can the B agent be produced or be spread? A biological agent that is easy to produce in large quantities or easy to spread, let's say through a ventilation system or by contaminating water, is more likely to be used in a bioterrorist attack than B agents that are more difficult to handle. Question number three. How long can the B agent survive out there in the environment and be infectious? Hardy spores survive for very long time in air or in soil or in dust, while virus particles in droplets or on surfaces are only infectious for a few minutes or hours. And the last question, how dangerous is the disease and how big is the impact on the society?